happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, so glad to have you with us. And, you know, every week we are checking in with Jean Ann Benaira of the Keeping It Real podcast. You can get back episodes, by the way, if you go to the Kevin McCullough section of SoundCloud, Apple, Amazon, Audible, Spotify, iHeart, TuneIn. You go anywhere. You can find them because they are everywhere. We never put them behind a paywall. And so grateful for those of you that are taking advantage of that. But Jean Ann, full disclosure, is a fitness instructor. She works with the Lifetime Fitness Group here in the tri-state area. And she also has private clients, and she does a lot of life coaching and mentoring and other things across the board. So we're just really, really happy to have her with us. And Jean Ann, I'm always pleased when I've taken one of your classes, because I come out of it usually more challenged in some specific ways. And this week you threw out a little phrase that I just thought was really powerful. And then lo and behold, it's what you wanted to talk about today. What is consistent about consistency?
I love that. Yeah, I'm excited that you felt that, Kevin, because I did. I threw it out. And I cannot claim the words. They came, you've introduced me before and said that I box as well. And yes, I do on the side. I do. And my boxing coach, also in this area, Travis Sample, he said to me last week, these four words that I can't get out of my head, and they have shaped my last week. So they need to be heard. Nice. Across the airwaves. Here we go. He said to me, consistency is the consistency. Hmm. And at first I thought, oh, you know what, Travis, I'm not really an organized person per se, as in, you know, I kind of like, I feel like I float around and do what, you know, I'm not sitting at my desk sort of organizational wise.
Right.
And then I started really thinking about those words in the terms of fitness and also me just saying that I'm not really organized. That's not true. I am. I am consistent in certain things, what I feel is important, correct? So consistency is the consistency. That's the success. And we'll bring it to fitness first. And as you know, it goes way past fitness.
Sure, sure.
So thinking about these words, because, you know, I hear all the time people ask me, you know, obviously how to stay fit, how to stay on track with your diet, how to live a, you know, a more positive life. Consistency is the consistency. So a lot of times I hear people say, well, I cannot leave the house without making my beds. The house has to be clean, and then the day goes away, and then I don't have time for a workout. I thought to myself, you know what? That's the consistency of distraction. And you know, in yoga, the minute, and yoga and boxing are the two, by the way, that I believe teach you the most about how to stay in the present. And you know, the minute distraction comes in, that's an excuse in the mind. It'll pull you out of a posture. It'll, you know, you'll miss your swing, whatever it is. So all these things are relevant. You need, sure, beds need to be made. No one wants to live in an unclean house, but that's the mind's way of an excuse to get you out. It's a distraction. And then I thought about another excuse, which is also relevant. We all need to answer emails, take that phone call, etc. That's the consistency of reaction, which yoga will also teach you, is, you know, is how to calm the reactions. Not everything has to be done right now.
Right.
And last week we got off the phone, or off the, our conversation.
Yes.
Yes, our time together. Thank you. Our conversation with speaking about how, you know, the vibe that you attract is your tribe,
right,
sort of thing, and how you pick people to be around that are positive and that uplift you and challenge you and all those good things. And fitness and the people and the attraction of vibe there is, that's what I started thinking about, is that's the consistency of attraction. So what you attract, what you put out there is what you're going to get. And that's why I believe in fitness so much, is not to worry so much about the end results. One, if we change our mindset into the consistency is the consistency of the attraction of what you want to get, because the universe will respond in that way. So the consistency is the consistency. And then there's the distraction, the reaction, and the attraction. What do you want to be consistent in?
That's the bottom line question, isn't it? At the end of the day, what do you want to be consistent in? And, you know, after you said it in class, I literally went through the rest of my day thinking about ways that it applies in so many additional areas. For instance, if I want to be a good parent, I need to be consistent with them on a regular basis so that they hear consistent communication, consistently saying the same thing in a same way, so that they all understand that, you know, dad really does mean this, or really is, you know, an important life lesson, an important truth I'm trying to help them grasp and get a hold of. But it's good. I can't be like, hey, listen up, do it this way this time, do it this way the next time. You know, it's not going to be helpful for them to confuse them. And consistency in my way of thinking greatly reduces the opportunity for confusion. And I think that confusion is really counterproductive, you know, in all the areas that you just mentioned, but in life skills in general. I think it's one of those things that people get tripped up on. And if we can, through the simple little, you know, day to day, just have that consistency in those areas that we prioritize, obviously it's going to be different person to person, but I think that makes a huge difference. So one of my high school teachers, who I was very close with, in fact, my mother died when I was a junior in high school, and she kind this teacher kind of became like a secondary mom to me in a lot of ways. And when I graduated, she gave me a journal that she knew that I did some journaling in, and she wanted me to have a new journal. So she gave it to me, and she put a little note in the front page. You know how you write in the, you know, the front page of a book. And she said something along the lines of, you know, continued success on your journaling journey. And just remember that the when the sparks of desire fade, the arc of discipline can rekindle it. And I thought, that is so powerful. And again, it's the consistency. If you show up, so much about life is just the showing up part. And I think that's what you're helping us understand today.
Yeah. First of all, that's beautiful that you remembered her words like that. How powerful that words can change your life.
Yeah.
And I thought of the same thing in light of what you just said, that, you know, sometimes the consistency is just waking up and showing up. That's it. And, you know, on the mat in yoga, that's really all it's about, is just showing up.
The biggest battle is just getting there. It really is.
And I heard from another friend this week that goes in line with what we're talking about, that really rang true to me, is he said how the motivation to exercise comes while you're exercising. There's no, you know, it's not the caffeine before, it's really get in there. And after a little bit, when your body starts moving, that's the motivation. That's when it comes.
No, that's such good stuff. Friends, join us each week. Jane Ann is, she works very hard on her talks for her classes, and they are so good. I just thought she needed to have a bigger microphone and a platform to put them out. And I know that many of you are being helped as well. Jane Ann, thank you for this. If follower on Instagram at Yogini J-A, Yogini J-A. I think I did it right.
You got
this time.
It. Sure did.
you can track her there. She's got a lot of this stuff there as well. Good stuff. Jane Ann, always look forward to it.
Me too, Kevin. Thank you.
Got it. Kevin McCullough, come right back. Don't go away.